Torah Kedoshah begins Parshas Kisavai with teaching us the Halacha Bikurim, that when somebody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him, he plants fruits, the Sheves HaMinim of Eretz Yisrael, and he comes and he has those new fruits. His obligation is to bring those fruits to the Kayin, and at that time also, as we learn in our Parsha, read a whole Parsha, read a whole recitation about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this incredible nace, for this incredible kindness that he was able to have this new fruit. The Torah begins, V'lokach the mereshis kol pri adamam. And the Chuas Chayin makes a very interesting point. He says that there's a special point, and whenever we want to show gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mereshis, to take what we have first and show that gratitude. And he gives a number of examples. He says, we know the year begins with Rosh Hashanah. We begin every day with davening Shacharis. We begin every night with davening Ma'ariv. We begin the day, he says, with saying the words Moedah Ani. And all of this is for the same point. The same point is to show the gratitude that for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us and gives us. But not only is that the way that's particularly shown, is that the first thing we do in all these examples, and of course many others, is to show that we recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, showing it and declaring that gratitude is the best way we demonstrate that everything we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Yalkut Lechatoiv points out that the Mishnah Masechta Bikurim tells us that as the people from all over Eretz Yisrael were coming to Yerushalayim to bring the Bikurim, the would all stop and greet the people who are bringing the Bikurim. And of course the question is, some of the people who were interrupting what they were doing to show this recognition to the people who bring the Bikurim are people who work. And the Gemara in many different places is very strict that a person who's in the middle of working is not allowed to interrupt his work under any circumstances. And here, the Gemara, Chazal have no problem with a person in the middle of his busy schedule stopping to go and show respect to the people who bring Bikurim. So he explains that the people who are bringing Bikurim, as we just said, showing Hakaras HaToiv, showing gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who shows gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the highest level of Avodas Hashem. Because what he's showing and recognizing and declaring is that everything that he has, he really has from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who's at that point, in that stage, who recognizes and is declaring that everything he has comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a person that we have to show recognition to. And how is that recognition shown? By stopping whatever we do and showing them respect. And he says that the Ramban and Parshas Hazinu on the Pasuk Am Novel V'loy Chacham, that when Klal Yisrael not acting properly, they are Am Novel, the people that aren't behaving properly, V'loy Chacham. And he says that the Ramban calls such individuals Eloh Apikorsim. And the question is, why is somebody who is a novel specifically called an Apikorus? And he explains, because an Apikorus is an individual who doesn't recognize the greatness what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Someone who is unable to show that gratitude that we must show to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no other title that the Torah can give him besides this horrible title of Am Novav Lechachem. And he goes on to explain, a person who doesn't show HaKadosh HaToiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not show HaKadosh HaToiv to people who are nice to them either. And that begins the slippery slope that his avoidance Hashem, both in Ben Adam L'Mokoyim and Ben Adam L'Chaveri, becomes totally lacking. As we remember, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let Moshe Rabbeinu be the one to hit the Yor in Mitzrayim that the Mitzvadim came from, because the Yor, the river, had been so welcoming to Moshe Rabbeinu when his mother put him into the backs to float in that Yor. Showing gratitude, recognizing that somebody did something for me, is so critical that I have to show it. And if I am lacking in it, and then becomes an opening to how I will not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. He goes and he quotes that there was Rav Neiman, who wrote the Sefer Darkei Mussar. Every time he would come to the Chofetz Chaim, would show him such great respect, because the Chofetz Chaim said that when he would travel to Warsaw to print his Sfarim, he would stay at Rav Neiman's wife's grandparents' home. And since they were so nice to him and showed him that kindness in hosting him, Chofetz Chaim forever would show that type of kindness back. And he quotes that there was a great Talmud Chacham Yerushalayim, his name was Rav Shlomo Eisen, and he was not a healthy person, not a young person, but whenever there was somebody who had helped him in any way, even a young bacher, that he would try to participate in that person's simchas because he felt a obligation for somebody who had been so kind to him. He says that when Rav Moshe Feinstein was nifter and the Levaya took place in Yerushalayim, Rav Eisen was already an old, sick individual, and it was difficult for him to attend the Levaya, and his family convinced him that he shouldn't and doesn't have to go. And then after the Levaya, he asked family members to go to Rav Moshe's kever and ask him for mechila that he did not attend the Levaya. And the family said to him, you weren't obligated to attend the Levaya. You're not well. And he said, I know I don't have to attend the Levaya of Rav Moshe the Gadol Hador because of my health situation. He said, but at one point I was in the United States for medical attention and I was in the hospital and Rav Moshe came to visit me. He says, that I owe Rav Moshe the visit, HaKaras HaToiv, because Rav Moshe showed that kindness to me and for that I had the obligation to repay. And if I didn't come to the Levaya, I now have to have Mechila asked why I didn't attend. And he says that he learned that from his Rebbe, Rav Shalom Eisen said, Rav Issa Zalman. He says that when he was making a bar mitzvah for one of his sons, given that Rav Issa Zalman was his Rebbe, he went to Rav Issa Zalman's home to invite him to the bar mitzvah, understanding that Rav Issa Zalman was already old and not so well, and particularly Rav Eisen lived on the top floor of a house, which was many steps to get up to, which were difficult for Rav Issa Zalman to attend. But to his great surprise, Rav Issa Zalman came to the bar mitzvah, and nobody understood how Rav Issa Zalman was able to come and walk up all those steps. And he said, and they asked him, why did you feel obligated to come to the bar mitzvah and walk up all these steps? And Rav Issa Zalman said, because of HaKaras HaToiv. And he said, what's the HaKaras HaToiv that you owe me? I owe you, you're my Rebbe, but you don't owe me any HaKaras HaToiv. So he responded that when you came to invite me to bar mitzvah, I thought to myself, wasn't it just yesterday that you got married and now you're already making a bar mitzvah? Third, and that got me thinking how quick life goes and how much we still have to accomplish and how much we have to realize how fleeting life is. And because of that, you caused me to have a hirut tshuva. You caused me to think about what am I doing and how am I doing it. And for that, I have Hakara Sataiv. So I came to the Bar Mitzvah. Yes, you're my Talmud. Yes, I want to participate in your Simcha. But I really came to show Hakara Sataiv. You caused me to think about something that maybe I wasn't going to think about. How far the depths of Hakara Sataiv goes. And Ramesh Feinstein, indeed, in this week's parsha, as he speaks about that this mitzvah bikurim, he says that a person, as he brings the bikurim, and as we said, he says the parsha mikra bikurim, he says, ashanosatali, how a person is supposed to feel that everything we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just recognize that incredible chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us on a constant basis, ashanosatali, that you do for me. But then we continue speaking about Arami Ovid Ovi. And the question is, how does the parsha speaking about our forefathers come into the parsha of Mikra Bikurim? Explains Ramosha, because that too is part of the mitzvah Karas HaToiv, to recognize that our forefathers, our parents and our forefathers, what they did for us, when we're in the point of Karas HaToiv, which the mitzvah of Bikurim represents, the way we're able to show that is in every way recognizing and declaring that everything we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Moshe further, at the end of the parasha it says, V'lo'enos Hashem lev l'das, the person didn't recognize, we Klai Yisrael only became recognizing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us all of the 40 years in the Midbar. Says Rav Moshe, what does that pasuk mean? That after 40 years in the Midbar, with all of the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, so they came to a certain state of intellect, of recognition, as the Gemara says, Ein Adam Oymen Al Das Rabbi. A person doesn't really understand what his Rebbe means at Mem Shon until 40 years. So says Rav Moshe, as soon as a person comes to the recognition of anything, what is supposed to be his first reaction? Hakara Sataiv. We're in the midbar 40 years, we come to a certain level of intelligence and recognition of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and immediately we're supposed to use that to be Makat Toiv, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in extension to thank anyone for whatever they do for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those who have that ability are the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly will do more and more on their benefit.